Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The Fred Dreyer Show. Welcome to the broadcast here, the Fred Dreyer Program. I'm your host, Michael Horn. The star is a gentleman sitting right here, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. Should be in the Hall of Fame for that. Here he is, Fred Dreyer.
So great to be with all of you today. Hope everyone is just okay.
I hope they are, too. I hope they're okay. I'm a little sad because one of my favorite restaurants, Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California, been around for 52 years, shut their doors on the first of the month because they're going to do a revitalization area in Fullerton there. They're going to have a by the Fox Theater, the Fox Block. But while I was there, I was tasting great Italian food, and I had some wonderful wines. This wine was full-bodied. Smell it. Was full-bodied. It had great tannins. It was just wonderful. It was a great taste when you had for it. And that's the way I judge my wine on all these different areas. The look of it, the smell of it, the tannins in there.
The come-hither stare.
Yeah. How do you judge your wine, Fred?
By the come-hither stare.
No,
It stares right at you.
I thought you just said, is it good?
Isn't that, or is it good? G-U-D.
G-U-D. You just take a sip. You don't do any of that stuff. You just go sip, and then you go, good. And then that's it.
That's it. Poor. Good, poor, thanks.
Good. And that's our show, everybody. You thought we were going to talk sports. It was Fred Dreyer telling you how to judge wines.
Yeah, thank God.
No, we got a lot to talk about here on the show. We got the winners and losers and the baseball trades. Everybody's talked about it. We're going to give you our thoughts. There's some riffraff going on in football again. Fred is a big archery guy, and apparently he's hanging up his bow and arrow because the president's gotten involved in some stuff, and we're going to have to talk to you about that.
I just know one thing. When you're with the president, you stand behind him.
Certainly not in front of him. He's got that bow and arrow.
Right.
It's the archery contest.
That's correct.
Hey, you can go ahead and follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer, and email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Hop on our Twitter feed over there. I mean, our Facebook feed. Twitter's X now. I'm on Facebook here.
You're a progressive. Fred Dreyer here, the heartburn hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 1 ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word word Fred.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Ristorante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. AllegrettoResort.com.
Chocolate lovers, Michael Horn here along with JD Jeremy Dayton. We've got a special offer for them if they love chocolate. Am I right, JD?
Oh, yeah.
Go to VineToBar.com and put in the code CHOCOLATE20. You get 20% off your order. Now, here's the thing. Vine to Bar chocolate is dark chocolate mixed in with the Chardonnay mark. That's the skins of the Chardonnay. So you get all the health benefits of the wine, the health benefits of the dark chocolate, and you get some very delicious chocolate with Himalayan salt, so many great different varieties, but you have to go to the website. It's vinetobar.com, and the code is CHOCOLATE20. You like chocolate, JD, am I right?
Oh, I like me some chocolate. Too much.
Yes.
Too much.
Go to vinetobar.com and put in chocolate 20. You get 20% off your order. Again, vinetobar, VineToBar.com. The code chocolate, CHOCOLATE 20. Vinetobar chocolate, chocolate 20.
Yes, all of our good listeners. That is our executive producer for the Sports Lounge, Jeremy Dayton there, who enjoys chocolate.
Yeah, he really does.
What does he say?
He does. It's good.
I like me some chocolate.
No, that's mine.
No, that's he said that.
Oh, he said that.
Yeah, he said I like me some chocolate.
Yeah, I like me some chocolate.
You're the guy that said, what was that?
I like me some chocolate.
Okay, he likes the chocolate. So, Jeremy Dayton, we love you. All right, but he did get excited there because you get that chocolate 20, you got 20% off. Let's talk some baseball here. Welcome back here.
Let's.
It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Yeah.
We're in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. Hello to Rachel. Hello to Katrina. Hello to who else is we got so many good people that are tuned in and listening to us all around the country from all over the place. We've got, for example, John is tuned in to us from Pleasantville, New York, saying hi there to us. We've got Kathy from Lawndale. That's your old home haunts there, Fred Dreyer,
yep,
Lawndale,
right.
California. So that's pretty good. And we got Birmingham, Alabama. We got, what else? Nikki from Nebraska. That's good because Nikki traveled around until she found a state with the same letter as her name. That way she always remembers she's Nikki. Nikki from Nebraska.
Mickey or Nikki?
Nikki. Nikki. N, as in N-I, Nikki.
Yeah, yeah,
Nikki.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's see. And let's see. Lee is, he didn't tell us where he's from. But we got Lori out there listening in there, and too. And she is, everybody's doing a good job here. We're having a good time. If you got questions or comments, get on Facebook Live, shout them into us. We're going to talk some baseball here and talk about trades, winners and losers from the trade deadline. I'm not a huge trade deadline thing. I mean, my gosh, it must be nerve-wracking for players. I saw Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers, and they say he's a real player's manager. One of the reasons is because he played for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he was doing well. The Dodgers were on the hunt to maybe win the division that year, and they did eventually, but they weren't as good after they made the trades. They traded Dave at the last minute. He said he was waiting. Nothing happened. They traded him to the Boston Red Sox, and Dave was devastated because he wanted to play and be with the Dodgers. There's something about that Dodger uniform. However, when he did get to Boston, he said that everything worked out a lot better than
it
was supposed to be.
Way better than he thought.
Well, yeah, because he's in the Boston Red Sox Hall of Fame now because he stole that base and ended that curse on the Boston Red Sox thanks to one guy, Dave Roberts. And I'm going to pull the interview that I have with Dave because I get to, My hair raises up on the back of my neck when he talks about being in spring training with the Dodgers, talking to Maury Wills, who, by the way, wore number 30. And what number does Dave Roberts wear?
I think it's 30.
It's true. And he said, Maury said, Dave, yeah, someday you're going to be in a situation where stealing a base is going to be winning or losing a game, so you have to be ready for it. And so when Dave was in as a pinch runner for your Boston Red Sox out there, he was on first base and he could hear Maury talking to him, and he stole that second base and he scored, and the rest is history. The Red Sox turned it around and beat the dreaded Yankees and went on to win a World Series.
Yep, it was very heroic. It was a heroic time in baseball.
It really was.
You know, with stealing bases and bunting and double plays and what have you.
They don't do any of that anymore.
No, it's boring.
By the way, Thor, he got traded, I believe, to Cleveland. Noah Syndergaard.
I think his schlong.
Noah Syndergaard, Thor as he's called.
But I think his schlong got him out of here.
Well,
it was a repulsive haircut.
Yeah, he had that hair hanging out of the back, but it was so what he was saying he was happy to be with the Dodgers. As soon as he left, he said, everybody's been telling me how to pitch, and I should just pitch the way I want to.
That's why he came here, to have the right people tell him how to pitch.
And it didn't work, and so he went to Cleveland. He was in the game, and I think after being in there an inning, some guy hits a grounder back to him. It hits him off his ankle. He's on the injured list.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a loser trade.
It's like a ping pong game.
So in the trading deadline there's the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. We have to talk about this. The Mets, Fred.
Yep.
They rebuilt their team, spent lots of money on Justin Verlander, on Max Scherzer. They put it all together. Here we are, three, four, 5 months into the season. Nothing's happening for them.
Yeah. This was a big deal. You know, I think a year ago, the Dodgers were interested in both those pitchers, Verlander and what's his face?
Scherzer. Max Scherzer. They said, no,
we want to play with the Mets, you know, be a part of rebuilding a New York team. So they did. 4 months, 5 months later, after spring training, after all that stuff said and done, both teams are tanking, and they get rid of both teams. They get rid of both players on both teams.
First Scherzer goes, then Verlander. So the Houston Astros, first Scherzer goes to Texas, to the Rangers. And then Houston, with their owner, one of your favorite owners in Major League Baseball.
Oh, Jim Crane.
Jim Crane.
Yeah. I call him Jimmy.
Jimmy Crane turned his franchise into a powerful winning. He won four American League pennants, two World Series titles in the last 6 years. He did it by cheating, but nobody mentions that.
Well, it just shows you can go a long way if you cheat the right way.
Yeah, they had buzzers on their uniforms. Somebody was telling them if it's going to be a fastball. People were picking up the signs, signaling
it to
their batters.
And that's the first time around that he decided, you know what? This cheating thing is working pretty good for us. I think I'm going to employ this next year. I think I'm going to steal us a World Series. And well, by golly, he stuck to his guns, and he did.
But Jim Crane said that he had no involvement with his son's business dealings. Excuse me, that's the president. I got confused.
that's Mr. Biden.
Okay. Yeah. Jim Crane said he didn't know anything about the cheating on the Houston Astros.
Oh, well,
nothing.
Of course.
So they won their pennants. Jim Crane still is the owner of the team. We've seen a lot of guys for a lot less have to divest themselves of their teams. Jim Crane did not.
If you were accused to the degree and how many times you were accused of cheating and you did not call a press conference, you're a liar.
That's you have to get the word out, and we got to look you in the eye and see what's going on. So anyway, so Jim Crane's still there. He gets Justin Verlander, and hey, listen to this. The Houston Astros passed on matching the $86.6 million contract. They only have a $35 million vesting option the Mets gave Verlander, and they're giving him they're getting him for less than half price. The Mets are paying $35 million of the $58 million that Verlander is owed through next year, 2024.
Yeah.
And if Verlander's $35 million option is exercised, which becomes automatically vested with 140 innings pitched, then they'll chip in another another $17.5 million. It means the Astros are paying just about $40.5 million to have Verlander services for two-plus seasons, and they got him back on their team.
Yeah.
Now, well, everybody says that sounds wonderful, but what if Verlander stinks? What if he's done? What if he's washed up? What if he's finished?
Well, he's not. He could possibly pitch pretty well these next couple of years, that's for sure. And I don't know, was Verlander in on the Dodger thievery?
I think he came after that.
He came in right after that. So he has another year now, or 2 years with the same club, to get reintroduced to his new teammates.
That's it. You're in tune with the Fred Dreyer Show. Yours truly, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer here. We're talking, going over some of these baseball trade agreements here. The old third baseman there, Alex Bregman, he was there during all the cheating, and he had a quote. He said, "I feel like it's opening day."
Oh, I'm sure.
So he strapped on electrodes, started having guys beat on trash cans.
Wow.
He said it's definitely going to provide a huge boost, not only energy-wise, but also to be able to have a guy like him in here, meaning Justin Verlander.
Yeah, well, he's a potential great cheater.
The Texas Rangers, they got Max Scherzer. Max waived his no-trade clause after being informed by the owner of the Mets, Steve Cohen, and the GM, Billy Epler, that the franchise does not expect to contend again for a few years. Scherzer said, quoting, he says, "The math changed on them. I asked kind of what's going on, and Epler's answer was he's now shifting vision and they're looking to compete now for 2025 and 2026. So Max thought 2024, it's not going to be a good reload situation in New York.
Well, he has an opportunity to come through for his new teammates.
There you go.
And cheat his way to a new World Series.
Well, he's on Texas. We'll see. Houston's the other team. We'll be back.
Well, somebody will cheat.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
And we're back. The Fred Dreyer Show in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Sultan of Safeties. That's how he likes to be called. When you see him walking down the street and he's looking mighty sweet, when it's your chance to meet. If you say, Sultan, come on over here and let's eat. Okay. That's the theme. But
yeah, that's good.
Thanks.
That's good.
That works. No more of that.
That's good. It's corny, but it's all right.
It's okay. That's why it's Mike Korn. Okay, so we got the Major League Baseball winners. We know Houston, Texas seems to have a pretty good thing over there. The Angels, they say, are winners also because they want to keep Shohei Ohtani.
Who's they?
The Angels want to keep Shohei Ohtani at the end of the season.
We understand.
So they may have a chance because the Mets, probably Padres, a lot of players, a lot of teams may not go in. So they traded away some prospects, the Angels did, for a starting pitcher, Lucas Giolito, a reliever, Renato Lopez, a first baseman, C.J. Krohn, who I think was on their team in the past, and an outfielder, Randall Grichuk. And they're in the hunt for a postseason berth, so they might turn something around here.
Yeah, good. Let's see what happens.
Texas.
That'll become a worthwhile sports story.
Yes, it would. And the Texas Rangers spent $700 million in free agency the last 2 years, and then they go big into the trade market. They got Jordan Montgomery. That was a pretty good player, pitcher and reliever, Chris Stanton from the Cardinals. Yeah, and they got Scherzer from the Mets.
So the Cardinals are actually turning everything upside down. And they're gonna start it over again.
They were definitely sellers. They're gonna try to rebuild. They're getting prospects. Cardinals need to. They've been not doing too well. And they're in that weak Central Division there too.
You know, they started it off this year. I think the first couple of months, okay, it looked like they were going to be a much improved team, and then suddenly they just folded.
Yeah,
I don't know if that was injuries or they just didn't. It couldn't sustain the pressure of being on the cusp of being good, GUD.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think that they they say that who was their catcher there? That was their
Molina.
Ben Molina. He was a force there, and so they lost a couple of people that are.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
Stable
in baseball.
In baseball, what about in football? Are there players on the team that hold people together?
Well, sure they are. Yeah, there are, but it's 17 games, 20 games. It goes by real fast in football. And baseball, you're there for 6 months, and sometimes you don't realize the value of somebody in the locker room till they're gone.
Yeah. You know, we syndicate this show nationally on a lot of great radio stations. Our flagship in Los Angeles, 790 KABC, is going to maybe be a problem for you, Fred Dreyer. Because you, of course, were signed by the New York Giants, played for the Los Angeles Rams. And this season, our good buddies there at 790 are going to be carrying the San Francisco 49er games.
Uh-oh.
Will you be able to wear a 49er hat during our show?
I'm going to have to promote the 49ers. That's all I can tell you.
That's it?
Until somebody gives me...
He's a team player, everybody. It's a Fred Dreyer.
I'll get one of those uniforms that are split down the middle. Half for the Rams and half for the 49ers.
There you go. Okay.
And then I'll check myself into a hospital in the psych ward when the two teams play each other.
Because that'll be tough. You'll keep spinning around.
I won't know what to root for.
We may do a best of show that day just to give you a break.
I might be just like this on the outside. You drive by the window on the south side of the building, and you'll see me stick my head out like this. And I won't know what the hell is going on.
All right, back to baseball. So the Orioles also did a pretty good job here. The Orioles are in the hunt, and our producer JD Jeremy Dayton loves me those Orioles. He loves me some chocolate.
He loves Oreos.
He loves those Orioles, and so. They traded away Trey Mancini, who was a very popular outfielder, to Houston.
He was also a great piano artist. and he wrote many movie scores, Mancini.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. And
yes.
Was it Trey Mancini? I believe it was.
I'm sure it was Trey Mancini.
I think you're right. Jorge Lopez, they traded to Minnesota. Well, this year, the general manager, Mike Elias, said that
Trini Lopez's father. I'm positive.
Have we switched seats here? You're pretty sharp.
I'm positive really of that sharp. One.
Yeah, you're positive? You're positive that Jorge Lopez saying, if I had a hammer, a one-hit wonder?
I'd sing it in the morning. That's what I'd
sing it in the evening.
That's the best time.
All over this land.
That's the best time to sing it in the morning.
Okay, so anyway, that's past news, though, for the Orioles, because Mike Elias, the GM, said the team might be good enough to reach postseason, but they weren't. So this time, the Orioles, they're in first place in the American League East, on and off here.
Orioles are in first place. How about those
guys? And they
got
St. Louis Cardinals starter Jack Flaherty is now on the Orioles. That's going to help them out.
Jack Flaherty.
Yep. Marlins, who was the manager there that quit? Don Mattingly. He was there for a long time. They got rid of Mattingly, quit, and all of a sudden these Marlins are winning. I like Don Mattingly, but, so they got power hitters. They were buyers here.
Do you know how fickle baseball players are? I mean, all athletes are. They're just crazy confused about what they should be doing other than, putting the ball in the hole. These guys just really don't know that when you have an opportunity –
Oh, apparently we got. What do we got here?
A birthday cupcake. Look at that.
Hey, look at this birthday cupcake. Mike, get on camera so they can see that you're bringing it in and hold it up for them. There you go. Mike Gary is here, our technical supervisor. And Fred ordered some.
Belated birthday
donuts. And
donuts.
We're doing the show right now, Mike. I mean, come on.
Well, there's no better time.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike, you've done. You're the best part of the show so far.
These are the chocolate donuts that they have here. So this is good. Now, the Miami Marlins also picked up from the Chicago White Sox. A lot of Dodgers got people from the White Sox. Jake Berger, the power hitter they got, and they got Josh Bell from the Cleveland Guardians. The Diamondbacks, they're trying to stabilize their team a little bit. They landed a closer in Paul Seward from the Seattle Mariners. They got outfielder Tommy Pham.
I have no idea who these people are.
Oh, Tommy Pham is from the Mets. He's good. And the infielder Jace Peterson. The Phillies. They added some people to their team. They say they're winners. The Toronto Blue Jays want to maybe get a chance to win.
Didn't Toronto fold their organization?
No.
Didn't they fold?
No, Toronto, they're there. They're playing closer. Jordan Hicks from the Cardinals is on their team now. What they're saying, the losers in the baseball trades, Seattle Mariners, they traded away people. The Guardians gave up Ahmad Rosario to the Dodgers. They have him as a guy. They gave up their best starter and their first baseman. So, and the Padres, they could have unloaded Blake Snell and Josh Hader, their closer, but they didn't. So they're kind of stuck.
They did not trade them?
They did not.
So they hung on to Josh Hader and Blake Snell.
All the big dollar people they've got on there. So Yankees didn't do anything.
Boy, the owners for the Padres are just shaking in their boots now. They just loaded up on that salary and mediocre ball players. I say mediocre because they earn a lot of money because of the right things, but they didn't execute when they were supposed to, and that was this spring training. They should have showed up ready to go back to the World Series.
Yeah, I think you're right. But you never can tell. Injuries play into it. You know, even with these deals, people say, you got it made. Maybe not. Somebody gets injured.
How could so many pro ball players? Listen, I only speak from my point of reference. We went through 15, 16, 17 games.
Right.
Including playoff games. With all of our squad intact, yes, we had a couple of players that had little nickel and dime deals, but everybody showed up 17 straight weeks, and they played.
Yes.
You know, and I don't understand how these teams could have so many people on the DL list. I just don't understand
They keep going on there. The Dodgers got Enrique back again, Hernandez. He's good for the chemistry
of the team.
They got a couple of pitchers from Chicago. I think that's going to help the Dodgers. They think they're going to be fine. You don't have to have a big name deal.
Hey, somebody has to show up off the bus and say, "Hey, look, just not worry about getting Verlander and all these people.
Yes.
Let's just I'll go back into the locker room, put our outfits on, and come out here and play some damn baseball.
Let me ask you a question. You played on the Rams. They had Joe Namath there for 1 year. When the spotlight shines on a well-known super player that has a big reputation, like a Verlander on Houston now or like Scherzer on Texas, I think it takes away from the rest of the team because now everybody's focused on, oh, this guy's going to be great.
Well, that's a good point.
Did that happen on the Rams when he was there?
No, it did not. You welcome that guy on your team because he brings with him an aura that most teams don't have. And you bring it on at the right time, and you include him, and the team actually rises to the occasion to have him on the team and celebrate his career along with what we're doing that year.
All right, here's something, an oddity that happened. The Detroit Tigers and the Dodgers, apparently they had a deal going. The Tigers had a nice deal going with the Dodgers, getting some of their prize prospects for their starter, who's a good starter, Eduardo Rodriguez. The deal was agreed upon. Everything was set. They made a phone call. They informed Eduardo Rodriguez. He had a no-trade clause. He said, "No, I don't want to go." And the whole...
The beauty of no trade contract.
Well, to stay in Detroit. And I asked JD, our producer, I said, "Why do you want to stay in?" He said, "He's wanting to stay there because he wants to be closer to his family." Where does his family live? In Florida.
In Florida. So why don't you go and get traded to a team down there?
Duh. It's a duh moment, but there you go. That's trading news analyzed by Fred
Dreyer. The new
Dreyer.
Players cannot count.
We'll be back on the Fred Dreyer Show.
This your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. I should have got some for my co-pilot. Just kidding, Brad.
Staples has everything for travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get $10 off your purchase of $30 or more when you buy a travel service. Staples, your first stop to nonstop travel. Ends 9/16. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Cybercrimes like ransomware attacks against schools are on the rise globally. That's why IBM will grant $5 million in kind for schools to boost cybersecurity through tools and training. Now open for applications for its third year, IBM's Education Security Preparedness Grants have already benefited more than 350,000 students around the world. This year, selected schools will also receive enhanced training in AI and cybersecurity through IBM Skills Build. Justina Nixon St. Till, IBM Chief Impact Officer.
Over the past 2 years, the threat of cyber attacks in the education sector has more than doubled. Now, more than ever, schools need our support. We are proud to offer tools and training from IBM Security and IBM Skills Build to help schools prepare for this growing threat.
Visit ibm.com/impact/initiatives/security. This is sponsored by IBM.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
And we're back here in the Fred Dreyer Show Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn with the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Thanks to all of our great stations carrying us on the weekends. We're on Sports Byline coming at you at noon Pacific time Sports on Byline. Saturday, 6 a.m. Pacific time on Sunday. Also on Sirius and XM Channel 203, Sirius Channel 217. On the internet there at SiriusXM at Channel 967. And that's Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And then our flagship KABC Sundays at 6 p.m. We might be moving our time around a little bit when they have some football games on here. So we got a lot to cover.
We got to make way for the 49er games.
Yes, that's right. And USC football, I guess, on Saturday as well for them, too. So we got a comment in here that came through. And I got to take a look and see if I can get it for you. This came to us. Somebody asked this question here from Bruce. He said, did you ever hang out with Jim Garner, Maverick?
I never hung out with anybody.
But did you work with him a little bit? Oh, you weren't a big hanger out.
Well, I knew Jim from the Ram days. He used to go, he was a friend of Al Davis's.
Oh, okay.
The owner of the Oakland Raiders. And when the Rams and the Raiders played at the Coliseum, it was a big deal. The place was had 200,000 people in there. And he was always on the sideline. We'd chat. And then when I got into the acting business, he congratulated me, for the television shows and all that stuff. And we talked about that too. And but he was always a legitimate guy,
No, he looked like that.
He hung by himself. He'd go out in public and walk around, talk to people, and there was no issue there.
That's good. All right, now we got another comment in here from Johnny. Says, Fred, back when you played, how long did training camp last? And also, was it a couple of days? Did you do two trainings a day? Two a day trainings?
We'd show up somewhere right after the 4th of July. Sometimes they have designated practices for newer players that needed to catch up by the time the veterans got there.
Yeah.
So what it wound up being is we had like 9 weeks of two-a-days.
Two-a-days?
And the schedule was two-a-days, but in the mornings we would have shorts, helmets, no pads, and then we'd do a little bit of running. And then in the afternoon we'd suit up, and then they'd have designated drills that we would do. And when Chuck Knox first got there in 73, we did a lot of hitting in the afternoon. Stuff that you never, I go by, I remember walking out to practice, getting ready for the afternoon practices on any given day, and you would swear there was a car crash out there on the 50-yard line, because the sounds resonated so much. And here, if you go out to the Ram facilities and go out to the present-day NFL training camps, what you wind up getting is like little Tweety birds up in the sky.
And cookies. They hand out cookies.
Yeah.
One of them chocolate chip cookies.
That's good. Right. A guy comes by with a plate of cookies.
It's good.
And under the tent along the sideline, and people would say, hey, gee, what are those? The team's out
cookies
there.
Delicious.
T's are out there, suiting up, doing their version of football, and sure enough, here comes the cookie guy, and he disrupts the whole practice.
Fred's go out there at when the Rams start up their training camp. They've had you out there the last few years over there signing pictures and autographs. And Fred takes his time with them. You give him a shirt. He says, where do you want it? And he looks at it. And he really very artistic with putting your signature on something.
I even made a suggestion to the Rams.
Really?
That the photographs that they give, like, for Fred Dreyer.
Right.
That I am... the background is white.
So you can sign them easier.
So you can read what the hell you're writing. You know, you're not, you know, it's either dark green or because it's grass or it's some other damn color that they're trying to figure out is aesthetic pleasing. But what you want is for people to be able to read your autograph.
It's a great idea. Did you learn that from some of your coaches over there, like Chuck Knox? He was always kind of laid back during training camp.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a guy out there, Perkadan Dan, that was...
just got to take it easy. And, you know, just kind of relax a little bit there for you.
All right,
we had another comment over here. We got to all those fans. This is from Rachel. She says, all of you fans of the television series Hunter, she says, now that the show no longer is on Get TV, you can watch it on YouTube and FilmRise. I think it's also on Amazon Prime and Peacock. I'm going to go on the – I think it's on Peacock as well.
What, do we know what times and all?
No, I'll find that out for you. We'll take a look at it. Maybe JD, who loves that, love me some chocolate, he could look that up for us to see.
Yeah, we should before we leave the air.
Get that for you.
You know, we could.
JD, if you can, pull yourself away from those chocolate donuts.
Yeah, that's exactly
get yourself
right.
Something there.
Exactly.
All right, one other comment. I got my favorite television series, Hunter, on DVD. Somebody says they got it, and so that's good. Anyway, and people admiring your birthday donuts. Now, so let's get into this story. So Aaron Rodgers. He is apparently rips insecure Sean Payton for comments about the Jets coach, Nathaniel Hackett. Here's the deal. Aaron Rodgers, longtime friend, champion of current Jets offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett, warned Sean Payton that he should, quoting now, keep my coach's name out of his mouth, end of quote.
Ooh.
And Payton ripped the job. Apparently, Sean Payton was ripping the job that Hackett did as the Broncos coach last season. So he said, yeah, I love Nathaniel Hackett. And those comments, this is from Aaron Rodgers, were very surprising for a coach to do to another coach. Rodgers was interviewed on an interview show on NFL Network. He says, I thought it was way out of line and inappropriate. I think he needs to keep my coach's name out of his mouth. Now, Sean Payton apparently said that Hackett's time in Denver, quoting now, might have been one of the worst coaching jobs in the history of the NFL. That's how bad it was. And then he added, quoting, everything I heard about last season, we're doing the opposite, end of quote. Now, those comments were widely circulated, and Sean Payton then expressed remorse the following day and caused them a mistake.
Okay, he apologized.
He apologized
but,
for it.
But, you know, you have to wonder, was there any intrigue in him not being able to... It's been some time since that season's been over.
Yeah, move along, right?
So the question is, what was the purpose that Sean Payton said this about the coach, and nobody seems to understand what it is. Nobody really. They think that it's kind of has something to do with setting up the fourth game of the season. I think when those two teams play.
Yeah.
And another thing was they're trying to figure out that maybe Sean Payton. Said this to get a lot of the pre-training camp pressure and last season's pressure what's the quarterback's name for the
you're talking about New York on the
what's the quarterback's name for Denver.
Oh, the guy from Seattle. Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Russell Wilson. Maybe what they're doing is trying to take the pressure off of him. And I understand that. But it all seems to be coaching sportsmanship. You know.
Yeah, you got to have that. Now, on the college circuit, I want some comments on this because you've talked about this in the past. Apparently, you know, University of Iowa football player Aaron Blom has been handed criminal charges related to underage sports wagering. And the Johnson County Attorney's Office there in Iowa filed criminal complaint against Blom, charging the junior kicker with tampering with records related to the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations probe into sports gambling. Blom is charged with hiding his identity while using his mother's name to set up an account with DraftKings. The court documents confirmed that his mom knowingly consented to Blom's use of her name and information. Blom admitted to the agents that he placed underage online wagers using his mother's account.
And the question is...
And so the question is, you know, this is more of a, you know, this underage stuff going on, betting on college football stuff. I mean... It seems like it's a bigger story all the time. Is another thing here, Iowa State quarterback Hunter Deckers. He's among the Cyclones accused of betting on school sporting events. He bet on Iowa State football games as a sophomore backup. So what's the deal here on this? I mean, they keep talking about this stuff. I mean, they want to stop this betting, yet they seem to be advertising betting everywhere that you watch football these days.
Well, You know what I think about what they've done is it's not a fun thing to set young people, young athletes up against the reality of telling them you can't bet and you can't go get this money when in fact they're telling college kids that if you want to break through the portal and go to a different school to get more money, you can do that. But yet you can't have anything to do with gambling.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand that, but there's too much emphasis put on this. This story should be gone by now.
Yeah, well, hopefully
it will
empty. Now, here's an interesting story that came through. A Kentucky student is upset speaking out after President Biden withholds shooting sports funds because the kid says archery means everything to me. Apparently, two Republicans who voted for the law reportedly wrote to the Education Department saying it had misinterpreted its intent. Here's the deal. The Kentucky eighth grader, a National Scholastic Archery Organization leader, spoke out after Fox News confirmed that the Biden administration will withhold funding for elementary and high school sports. So this eighth grader, this National Scholastic Archery Organization leader, spoke out because the funds are being withheld, and it considers this is an interpretation of a 2022 gun safety law. That's a gun safety law, but they're cutting out archery for this thing. It's the Bipartisan Safer Communications Act. They passed this thing, and it's in the wake of mass shootings that happened in all over Florida, New York, Texas, everything. The Biden administration confirmed it was interpreting the law to prohibit such funding.
Forgive me.
Yes.
They don't want archery funded because it's too close to a gun?
Yeah, people could get hurt. They have concern over, maybe wow. Archery programs, you know.
And didn't Biden have something to say about it?
I don't think he did. No. I don't see his comment in here, but well, that bill is the one that pulled the funding.
I just have this philosophy.
What's that?
You know, when I'm around my president, I stand behind him.
Okay. Because he's got an arch. He's got...
Everybody,
he's got a bow and arrow.
Everybody that needs a bow and arrow, see the president.
All right, take a break. Final segment coming up. Don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Go to facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Again, that's FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We'll take a break, come back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks so much for listening.
If If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. All-pro defensive end, acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Got a great comment that we had. Came in here today after that archery show. Nikki says, what's next? Bowling, because it's similar to a cannonball? Outlawing that in school.
Can't fool the American people, Mike.
That's it. Can't fool with them. That's the deal. All right, we get a lot of mail and letters and stuff that comes in here. Pamela says, since Hunter was a cop show and Hunter and McCall were homicide detectives, the scripts had some very heavy dramatic scenes. But what made the series good and different was the welcome light touches to a lot of the stories and the camaraderie and the connection between the two main characters, you and McCall. And there's Stephanie Kramer and you, Fred Dreyer, as Hunter and McCall in the series. And you guys had a lot of good times and stuff. Did that grow in the series over the years as you guys were working that together?
Ever since I met her in a health food store in Van Nuys, before we both tried out for Hunter.
Really?
Yeah, there was sexual chemistry.
Really was. Yeah. It showed in the series. It was great.
Well, it was, because she's a very sexy woman. And as you can see, as everyone could see over the years,
yeah,
that developed between us. And, you know, she was friendly. Stephanie was friendly with my wife, Tracy.
That's good.
And so we were all in good shape. And we had a great chemistry. She would, Stephanie would babysit Kate for a little bit on certain moments. When I was out on the set doing something, and, you know, they would be collaborating and having a good time with Maggie the dog, her pet dog. And so as the show rolled on, the friendship and the promiscuous innuendo seemed to play along with what we were doing. And she, as they say, she could play catch very well.
Yeah, you guys really, I'm telling you, it was a good connection.
That could, that, for me, that couldn't happen with any other woman.
Yeah, and it made the show very good there, I'm telling you. That's good. All right, that's our show. If you missed anything, please follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
I should go over to Stephanie's house, see what she's doing.
See you next week, everybody.